We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very special guest on the phone with us this morning, who we've been inspired by and wanted to speak with. We've got Lauren Oplett on the phone. Lauren, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for getting up early. Or were you already up?
No, I was up.
Okay, you're up. Are you guys still in school?
No, we're out of school.
Okay. See, this is your level of dedication right here.
Yeah.
You know, a summer break and you're getting up.
You're getting up to talk to a couple of bozos like us. But we wanted to talk to you because your story really hit a chord with us. And we wanted to just sort of chat about this. So Lauren, you have experienced more heartbreak in your 17. Are you 17 or 18 now?
18 now.
Okay. In your 18 years than a lot of people do in their lifetime. Your brother died by suicide when you were 11. And then 4 years later, when you were 15, your father passed away from ALS, which, first of all, we are so sorry about
Thank you.
My gosh. And you said in an interview with 13 Wham that these events triggered your depression at 17, and that's when you entered treatment at Golisano Children's Hospital. But it sounds like, I guess, so while you were there, you sort of convinced yourself and others that you were ready to go home, maybe before you were. And I feel like that probably happens a fair amount, you know, someone's first time in treatment.
Sure, because you want, I mean, I'm sure more than anything, you want to feel like you can go home.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
You feel a little bit of relief and you think, oh, I'm cured. And is that what you experienced? Or were you kind of just trying to you're like, I just want to go home. Like, what happened with that?
It was definitely a mix of emotions at first. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of it was, oh, I'm fine. Like, nothing's wrong with me. I don't need to be in here.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why I'm in here, because at first a lot of it's denial. You don't want to think you're not okay, and you don't want to think you're in that spot.
It's the stages of grief, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yes, it does. And then the other part of me was, I want to go home. I want to be in my own bed, have my phone, be with my dog.
Of course.
And which is
kind of just a mix of emotions.
Completely understandable. And I know, speaking from my own experience, you know, the first couple of times that I that my parents had me go talk to someone for my mental illness, I remember, you know, I was a teenager and I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't need this. You know, I'm whatever.
It's a hard, I mean, it's a hard thing to face. It's, and you know, but again, stages of grief. First one, denial.
So what would be, I mean, what would you say to someone who is really struggling, especially somebody, you know, your age, teenager, who's really struggling right now, but maybe is afraid of the stigma of being hospitalized for mental illness, or, you know, or is afraid? I mean, it's always kind of depicted. It's a little scary, like in the movies.
Sure,
it's
padded rooms. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, being hospitalized is absolutely nothing like movies or what the stigma has. Even going into it myself, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what is this going to be like? Is this going to be like what everyone says a psych ward is? And
right.
It's nothing like that. The staff's amazing. They try to make it as comfortable as you can. You meet people there. You're around everyone your age, so you make friends there. And you work on yourself at the same time, which is the nice thing. And there's a lot of activities there.
Well, it must help, too, that you are with people who are going through the same thing. Because going through this, one of the toughest parts has to be the isolation.
Yeah.
And the feeling of, you know, we talk about all the time, the feeling of that you are alone.
Right.
And you know, knowing the numbers, we all know that you're not. But to have others there with you who are going through the same exact thing, that has to be a gigantic benefit as well.
Oh, absolutely. That was probably one of the most comfortable things there for me.
Yeah.
Like when you walk in your first day there, I walked in and they were showing me around and there were people who were just standing around or in groups and they just say hi and introduce themselves as you walked around.
Yeah.
And it just made it nice because it wasn't as awkward as you think it would be.
Yeah, yeah. That's so good. And I wish that was more, I wish that was out there more. I wish mm-hmm. people knew more yes. about that, because again, there is, I think there is a stereotype or whatever from the movies and TV that it's like a really scary experience. And I, you know,
absolutely.
And it's not necessarily, or it's not. Now, so after you got home, you left the first time, and that's when you actually attempted suicide. And
correct.
You were then subsequently readmitted to the hospital, and you said that the second time around, something clicked in you. What clicked?
It was just the fact realizing life was so precious. I mean, for me, it was kind of waking up and seeing my family and one of my like close friends around me, and they were all just like, they're crying, and I just realized how many people I have that love me, how precious life is, like, how much of a future I have ahead of me. I just have to work towards it. And as hard as like days get, like the day will end and the next day will come.
Yeah, that's very true. And Corey and I have both been in a, you know, in respectively in dark places like
sure.
that. And we can both attest to the fact that, you know, it's always darkest before dawn.
Absolutely.
As they say.
Absolutely.
You know, and for me personally, to look at what I have now.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, a new son.
Right, right.
And to think that might not have happened.
Right.
No, it really does. It really brings home that whole point of
yeah.
there's more people around that love you than you might know.
Yeah.
And, that it will end up getting better.
So
exactly.
We want to just, you know, say again how much we admire you for what you did with, well, not only your strength getting through your personal struggles, but these bracelets that you sold that raised $850, and you donated that to the Golisano Children's Hospital, you know, for other people receiving treatment like you did. That's so amazing, because a lot of people get help and they're grateful to the people who helped them, and then they kind of move on with their life, but you did something extra, and it's fantastic.
Well, not only that, also the fact we see that you're going to be going to Brockport in the fall and you want to study nursing. You're literally,
yes.
your life's mission now is to help people, and it's, I can only imagine this played a major factor in that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always been a person who loves to help people. That's kind of always been my thing.
Yeah.
After my brother, we all gained interest in kind of raising more awareness about mental health and suicide prevention.
Yeah.
And then after going through what I went through, and after my dad, like, I was his primary caretaker, so I was helping him. And then so I kind of just wanted to continue what I was doing, because it is a good feeling to help others.
Of course. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's a good outcome.
And again, to think about how many people you are going to help.
Right.
Ultimately, and again, we can't imagine what it's like to go through what you've been through, but it gives you so much strength to help others that it is a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us this morning about your story. It's really amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And congratulations on graduation, by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
Thank you.
You'll be going to you'll be in good hands at Brockport. That's Corey's
absolutely.
Alma mater.
I can attest. Yeah, it's a great place. Well, thank you again.
I'm excited.
Enjoy.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Have a good
one. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.